Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 2, 2019 to September 6, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 2, here were the news. South Korea's Kakao may list its clay cryptocurrency on Chinese exchange. Venezuela smashes weekly Bitcoin trading record with 114 bolivars. Binance launches two crypto futures platforms for user testing. North Korea denies it hacked $2 billion in fiat and crypto. Russell Okun, from NFL superstar to Bitcoin educator in 2 years. Liquid Exchange reveals escrow account for sale of Telegram tokens. Craig Wright aims to challenge court decision that cost half his bitcoins. Bitcoin averts bearish trend change but stalls beneath key price average. ECB's Mersh warns over treacherous promises of Facebook Libra. India, 5 arrested for allegedly torturing Bitcoin businessman to death. A crypto fix for a broken international monetary system. On September 3, here were the news. Burger King lets you pay your way in Germany with Bitcoin. Big Four auditor PwC's Luxembourg office to accept crypto payments. VanEck, SolidX to offer limited Bitcoin ETF for institutions via exemption. Norwegian bank invests in crypto exchange founded by airline magnate. Binance acquires crypto exchange JEX to boost derivatives offerings. Huobi launches low-cost blockchain phone with built-in crypto wallet. Bitcoin.com opens crypto exchange to compete with Coinbase and Binance. HSBC targets China trade with yuan-denominated blockchain letter of credit. Ethereum co-founder Anthony DiIorio steps down as Decentral CEO. PwC Luxembourg to start accepting Bitcoin from October 2019, official. Bitcoin dominance hits 70% as Kaiser warns altcoins not coming back. Pompliano, Satoshi should win Nobel Peace Prize for Bitcoin. Bitcoin's total share of crypto market now highest since March 2017. VanEck, SolidX to offer Bitcoin ETF-like product to institutions. On September 4, here were the news. MasterCard joins blockchain-powered trade finance consortium Marco Polo. Ripple hires legal expert behind Token Taxonomy Act. Custody provider Legacy Trust launches crypto pension plan. Wallet giant blockchain raising $50 million crypto fund, report. Bitcoin network computing power nears 90 quintillion hashes per second. Team Satoshi is running again this time for Bitcoin pioneer Hal Finney. Crypto firms serving Netherlands must register with Dutch Central Bank. Crypto sleuthing firm Elliptic raises $23 million in fundraise led by SBI. Bitcoin short of bull target despite 5 days of price gains. China's crypto competitor is being built in a secret office with restricted access. On September 5, here were the news. Thai gang member arrested over alleged $16 million crypto fraud. Cryptocurrency has long-term potential, says Apple exec. NSA reportedly developing quantum-resistant crypto. K-pop music giant SM Entertainment is planning its own cryptocurrency. Binance launches dollar-backed crypto stablecoin with NYDFS blessing. Paxful plans to bring 20 crypto ATMs to Colombia. Mark Mobius argues Bitcoin should be backed by gold to have any value. Binance Labs leads $5.7 million Series A for blockchain maker DAPIX. U.S. Energy Department funds trial of Factum blockchain to secure power grid. Paxos launches gold-backed cryptocurrency. A Bitcoin treasure hunt is coming to college campuses this fall. Bitcoin market turns indecisive after price rally stalls around $10,600. VanBex sells IP amid criminal probe into $22 million ICO. On September 6, here were the news. Top Spanish soccer club will offer crypto fan tokens. Miss Finland, Bitcoin's risk keeps most women away from cryptocurrency. Mystery 94 KBTC transaction becomes richest non-exchange address. Early tester finds both Binance futures platforms currently unusable. Bitcoin hit record inverse correlation to Chinese yuan in past week. Trump's trade war may be driving Chinese investors to Bitcoin. Messaging giant LINE wins Japan license for crypto exchange business. New head of China's digital currency says it beats Facebook Libra on tech features. Bitcoin price may break longest weekly losing run since November. Leadership shakeup at Wasabi Wallet as Bitcoin business surges. The state of security token regulations in Asia. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.